South Carolina and all the ships this year. We are live from Twin Peaks, home of the 28-degree draft beer. Beautiful women, 80 high-definition monitors. It's the place to be to watch all of your sports activity. We'll be telling you more about what Twin Peaks is going on throughout the course of the day. You want to get in? 654-7627. 654-7627. Just learned as we were coming on air that Frank Robinson died. Perhaps the most underrated player in the history of Major League Baseball. Ramona, you know what is freaking strange? Is that...
What's that?
Are you there, Ramona?
Yes.
Is that testing? 1, 2, 3. Is that this morning on this pad right in front of me, I wrote down who are the two most underrated baseball players in history, just thinking about that subject matter. And my answers were Frank Robinson and Dick Allen.
Wow.
This morning. It's on my pad in front of me. And now, right before the start of the show, we learned that Frank Robinson has died. Frank Robinson is the only player to win the MVP in both leagues. I mean, when you talk about all the great historic players and people talk about, you know, the all too familiar names of Ruth and Mays and Aaron and, you know, Cobb and anywhere you want to go with it, Ted Williams, the name that never gets mentioned that absolutely needs to be mentioned is Frank Robinson. The notion that Frank Robinson isn't part of that subset, that small group of the greatest players of all time, is flawed. Also, the first black manager. You know, you're talking about one of the greatest hitters who ever lived, one of the most feared hitters who ever lived. At the prime of his career, you know, we talk about greatness today, and we talk about guys like friggin' Bryce Harper. I mean, Bryce Harper is in the same universe as Frank Robinson as a player. I mean, the guy can't put two good seasons together in a row. But Frank Robinson, at the prime of his career, was one of the not only greatest hitters the game has ever seen, but just one of the most dominant hitters, period. And he's gone. I'm looking through the course of his career right now. RBI seasons, 136, 125, 124, 122. Career high in home runs in a single year was 49. And, of course, nobody was taking steroids back then either. But, you know, career average right around 300. Just one of the greatest, yeah, OPS seasons, like 5 above 1. You're talking about one of the greatest players who ever played the game, who ever lived. And unfortunately, gone, Frank Robinson. Moving to the basketball game last night. How are you today, Ramona?
I'm doing great.
Good. You know, Georgia Tech has plenty of engineers, but they apparently don't have enough painters. Oh, you know, my first thought when I turned that game on last night is, what the hell color is that court? That's the ugliest court I've ever seen in my life. I mean, Georgia Tech's color's gold. That insignia and those lanes, they were painted some sort of puke green. I mean, they were not, that's not gold. That's not their team colors. Georgia Tech hired what? A team of colorblind individuals to put their court in?
Maybe.
I mean, you know, and it's funny, Maroon, because as soon as I wrote this last night on Twitter, people jumped all over because they were all seeing the same thing I was. In fact, a Kelly who follows me on Twitter wrote that it looks like an overcooked egg. You know that green color you get in an overcooked egg?
Oh.
That's what their court looked like.
Yeah.
This is the worst court I've ever seen in my life. But, you know, it suited them last night because they played like crap, too. Their court looked like crap, and Clemson kicked the living crap out of them. And now Clemson has won three consecutive games, all in blowout fashion, held the last two opponents to like 40 points in each game. And so all the little whiners last week who were calling and complaining, wanting Brad Brownell fired, where are you people today? Where are you people? You know, I heard Paul earlier today and Stills people saying, well, you know, but they don't have any big wins. Again, this was the nature of the schedule that they were given. They front-loaded that schedule. It was absolutely brutal. Nobody survived it. Everybody else had a chance to play teams like Georgia Tech. The one team that didn't was Clemson. And now they're getting to. Look, here's the truth. Clemson should already be over 500 in league because everyone who saw the NC State game knows Clemson outplayed them there. And that game was the jumping-off point to what you're seeing now. You know, while some fans turtled up and started whining and complaining and saying, fire Brad Brownell after the NC State game, this team did the opposite, just as we expected. The team responded. Why wouldn't they respond? They outplayed NC State. But all people did is whine and complain. You know, I don't remember what day that was, Ramona, in terms of the show, but I took basically 4 hours of whining.
I remember.
About where Clemson was and what a failure they were and this and that. And what did we say, Ramona? After the NC State game, I said, best game of the year. I said, I know it didn't end like people thought, but best performance of the year. And my expectation was that Clemson was going to use that as a jumping off point to propel them the rest of the season.
Exactly.
And that they would get better from that point on. That they would play angry. And I think that's what Coach Brownell did and his team did. They responded. And they've, look, here's the thing. You know, you can say whatever you want. You can say, well, you know, these teams weren't that good, whatever. They didn't just beat them. They beat their brains in. I mean, they have three consecutive blowout games that were all over in the first half. Now, in basketball, you know, as everybody knows, you can go on runs and you got to keep playing. And this team kept playing. But, you know, all of the complaining, all of the hand-wringing, all of the, you know, oh, no, let's get rid. We're going in the wrong direction. We're doing this. Okay, how about now? You still going in the wrong direction? Because right now, you're a win away from being on the right side of the cut line. And this, again, just to be clear, this has nothing to do with what anyone else does. I don't care what NC State does. There's of no consequence to me. I don't care what any of those teams do. All Clemson has to do is keep winning. Worry about yourself. Just keep winning, keep playing the way you are, and the rest of that stuff will all work itself out. Because if your record's good enough, they're putting you in regardless of what NC State or any other would-be competitor for ACC slot 8 or 9 is. They'll just have to expand the ACC teams in the field. So you just keep winning. You keep winning, you keep playing. You don't have to worry about any of that nonsense. All right? That has nothing to do with Clemson. Clemson doesn't have to worry about anybody else. Clemson is 100% in control of their own destiny right now. 100%. If Clemson just keeps winning, they're in. Period. And I think that's what you're going to see. That was my expectation of what you were going to see all along. You know, I thought that after that NC State game, I said, I think Clemson can win 7 in the next 8. And people were like, well, no way, Walt. And I said, they're going to the tournament. I came on the next day, and I said, I think they're still going to the NCAA tournament. And people said, you mean the NIT? No, I said, no, I don't mean the NIT. I mean the NCAA. And that's where they're headed. And if they beat Virginia Tech in this next game, I think suddenly they're on the right side of the cut line. And, of course, you still have a lot of business to take care of from there. But, again, it's all on you. It does not matter what anyone else does. No, All Clemson has to do is take care of Clemson business, and they are going to the NCAA tournament. Doesn't matter what NC State does. Doesn't matter what anybody else does. Clemson wins, keeps winning, keeps playing well. Clemson's going to the NCAA tournament. And that's what I think's happening. So, you know, again, all of that insane emotion after losing that game when the team had just played their best game of the year. And that's what you should have seen. You should have seen, hey, man, they just played their best game of the year. I'm pretty optimistic about going forward because I know we now get to go, we now get to play the easier part of the schedule. And again, the comments that have driven me crazy are the ones about, these are bad teams. Yeah, again, everybody else got to play those teams before. Clemson didn't. That's part of the makeup of your schedule. It's supposed to be. You play good teams, you play mediocre teams, you play lesser teams. And that's how you determine your schedule. Nobody has to face a schedule that's just totally front-loaded where every team you play is elite. That's what Clemson did. Let me get Lee and Greenwood in here. Normally we don't do calls in the first segment, but I know what Lee wants to talk about this subject. Lee, how are you?
Well, I hope you're doing good, my friend.
Yeah, good, Lee. Appreciate you getting in.
You know, it was interesting. I remember after that NC State game that I think Marquise Reed, it might have been, who tweeted out something to the extent of there was a storm that was brewing or a storm that was coming. And, you know, I'm going to tell you what, man, he has stepped up his game and his leadership role in these last three games and really kind of taking the bull by his horns. And that's, to me, that's the sign of a great player when you can see somebody who takes a loss that personal, goes into the gym, goes back to work, doesn't sulk about it, doesn't cry about it, doesn't blame anybody else about it, and goes out, puts in the time, and now going out there and leading this team. And, you know, he's been awesome. And, you know, and another thing, too, Walt, is, you know, quietly, you think about how valuable Elijah Thomas continues to be when he's on the court. You know, I think I looked the other day, and he's like, after that game, he's like number two in field goal percentage behind Zion Williamson in the ACC. And just the consistency that he's playing with both offensively and defensively. And, again, I think, you know, this is a money kind of month in February. It's, you know, you can have a lot of things happen early in the season, but how you get the ship righted in February going into that final stages in March, man, is a big thing. And I think, you know, you've talked about it definitely, but I think you're starting to see this, and confidence can do a lot of things for this team right now.
Yeah, and look, Marquise responded to his personal fail at the end of that game. You know, he missed the four free throws. He knew it. Everybody knew it. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it was out of character, totally out of character. And he wrote after that that a storm is coming, and he has responded. But the whole team has responded. I mean, the team defense has been sensational. The initial shot defense has been sensational. Elijah Thomas is playing great basketball. He still commits some silly fouls that he needs to avoid. I didn't like that fourth foul call against him on the post-up last night. I thought that was sort of ridiculous. But I think that this team is just playing better overall. And one of the things that's happened of late is that, you know, there were games early where it just seemed Clemson was living out at the three-point line. It seemed like there were just almost too many of those shots, and they weren't hitting them. Now you're seeing a much better mix of offense. Clemson's taking the ball to the rim. They're getting mid-range game, especially out of Marquise Reed, and they're taking the three when it's there, when it's in the offense. But they're not just standing outside and firing up threes anymore. You know, in the Syracuse game, going back to that, I didn't think they pushed tempo enough, didn't beat the zone down the court enough. I thought they settled for a lot of threes. Syracuse sort of forces you into that. Then they challenge those threes. They push you out further. You know, Georgia Tech is running they're primarily a zone team. You know, primarily a sort of a 1-3-1 amoeba zone team with zone pressure. But But I thought Clemson did a really good job twice attacking that zone. And last night, I thought it forced Pastner into going to man-to-man more than he is accustomed to or wants to, because they weren't getting stops, and Clemson was getting the type of looks they wanted to. So it's exactly right. You have a team now that suddenly is suddenly playing with confidence and playing at a much higher level, and that's what they needed. They needed some spots to get a foothold.
And I still think that they are, without a doubt, a team that is built good for a tournament that can make another run, given the circumstances, given the matchups they get. But like you said, with the way they have mixed up their offense now, I just still think that this is a very, very good, deadly basketball team that can make some noise. And again, I'm interested to see how they do at home Saturday against Virginia Tech. I'm going to be there to watching the game, and then head over and watch a little exhibition with the Clemson baseball team, Walt. So I'm looking forward to being there Saturday. Appreciate it, as always.
Yeah, thank you, Lee. Appreciate the call. And again, you know, realize that the NC State game is a game that everyone knows. Both sides know. Both fan bases know. Clemson should have won that game. Now, I know the people, you know, don't get caught up in should-haves, and it doesn't actually count for anything. I get that. But that's a game that Clemson outplayed NC State on their own home court. And if they had that game, right now, they would be over 500 in league. Right now. So you can stop with the whining. You can stop with the hand-wringing. You can stop with whatever agenda you have. This is Clemson basketball. Third round of the NCAA tournament last year, and I got a news flash that going back to the NCAA tournament this year. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a four-piece chicken supreme snack or a two-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a four-piece supreme snack or a two-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
If you're looking for a great passenger car tire or great all-terrain for your truck, look no farther than Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley. Yokohama Ascend GT and the Yokohama Geolander AT G015, the Ascend GT carries a 65,000-mile limited tread life warranty with a smooth and quiet ride. The Geolander AT G015 is perfect for the highway and off-road when it's required. Give Steve's Tire and Service a call at 859-1361 or online at stscnow.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
No one's better than Walt's Depp Doula. Just ask it. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Can't tell people how to freak out.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. Come hang out with us this afternoon, this evening. Come for the show. Stay for the after party. It is Twin Peaks. 28-degree draft beer, beautiful women, 80 high-definition monitors. It doesn't get better than Twin Peaks. Come hang out with the show today. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, you're welcome to 654-7627. We're talking about Clemson basketball and where Clemson stands right now. And, you know, again, I think Clemson's in a really good position. I thought they played great last night. Obviously, Georgia Tech's not an elite offensive team, but I thought Clemson got the shots they wanted. I thought their shot selection was really good, with the exception of a few possessions. I think that's a key to all basketball, is shot selection. I think when you get good shots, you tend to win. You tend to make your shots. More importantly, you tend not to allow the other team, or just as importantly, you tend not to allow the other team to get runouts in transition off of long rebounds, off of bad shots. And I think Clemson did a really good job in that regard last night. I thought they challenged. I thought their initial shot in defense was tremendous again for the second game in a row. And look, if you're going to hold teams to 40 points, you're probably going to win. In the last two games, Clemson has held teams to an average of, what, 39.5? Yeah, you're probably going to win. It won't matter whether it's home or away. But the fact that Clemson scratched on the road, I think, is even more significant. It's just a continuation of this team feeling good about themselves. And, look, this Virginia Tech thing, to me, I think it sets up perfectly. I think you got a hot Clemson team. You have a Virginia Tech team that's missing one of their two best players. And I think it sets up, or likely missing, I think it sets up, and your point guard leader, I think it sets up perfectly. And if Clemson can get this game, then suddenly the Tigers are on the right side of the cut line. The right side of the cut line. And with plenty of time to play, lots of games left to be played. And when you're playing well, that's all you need to worry about. And as I said, Clemson doesn't need to be the slightest bit concerned with anybody else. Does not matter what any of those other teams do. Totally irrelevant. It has nothing to do with Clemson's position as a potential tournament team. Doesn't matter what any of those teams that are grouped with NC with Clemson do. Doesn't matter. I mean, all Clemson has to do is worry about their own business. Keep winning, keep playing well, and you're going to the NCAA tournament. And it's like Lee said, and I think he's 100% right. If you get into the tournament with this team and you're playing well, that's exactly what you want to be. You have a team that went to the third round last year, so they've been down the road, which is something that I always look for in potential tournament teams. And so you have all of that. You have all of that with this basketball team. And for whatever reason, I think Shelton Mitchell's playing a little better too. And maybe it's just everybody feeling better as a group. But I think there are suddenly a lot of positive signs with Clemson basketball. And the signs were really there for the NC State game. It's just that there were some people who just didn't want to see him. And you know what's really disconcerting, Ramona?
What's that?
Is that we had basically 4 hours of those calls that day from the complainers. And again, it's you know, it's that old squeaky wheel thing. You know, it's people always think there are more of those people than there are. It's always the people who complain that think they're an army or that make themselves out to be an army. But what's disappointing is that we haven't heard back from any of those people. That's what's disappointing.
That's true.
All the people who ran their mouths after the NC State game from a negative standpoint, we haven't heard back from any of those people. None of those people have called back to say, you know what, man, maybe I had it wrong. You know, I'm all in. I'm behind this basketball team. You know, maybe I didn't consider how front-loaded the schedule was in terms of degree of difficulty. No, we haven't heard from any of those people. None. I mean, and quite honestly, that's a little bit disappointing. A little disappointing. I mean, not to single anybody out, but I mean, I gave Paul like 10 minutes that day, and you know, he went on and on about how terrible it was, but, you know, he's not back in on the phone lines. And that's disappointing. This team is worthy of your support. They went to the third round of the NCAA tournament last year. This team, this coach, are worthy of your support. You know, and I don't, look, I'm not the kind of person who normally gets into this lecture business about telling fans what they ought to do and whatever. I mean, do what you want to do. It's, you know, it's friggin' America. Is it? Wait, is it still America? Yeah, it is. I just checked. You know, here's the thing. So I don't generally get into that kind of lecture, you need to go, but you have a quality basketball team here with quality players who returned to give you another year. You have a coach who reinvented himself a few years ago, and you are getting the best out of him. And he is an elite coach. And he and his team have had this rebirth, and suddenly all your goals are right back on the table and attainable again, and you would think and hope that people would be behind that. Now, I will say this, Ramona. I posted several of these type of thoughts last night on Twitter, and a ton of people responded in a positive fashion.
Oh, good.
In fact, there was only one guy who said anything negative. I don't even know if he was a Clemsoner. I don't know who he rooted for or not. He gave you the routine regarding last night. Both teams suck. And so, no, actually it was both teams suck, dude. And of course my response was, bye, dude. You know, so there's that. But I think this team is feeling really good about themselves, and you have a bunch more winnable games. You know, again, people ignored that. They ignored the fact that schedule was so front-loaded and so ridiculously difficult. Again, at Duke, at Syracuse, home to Virginia. I mean, that's just total BS, honestly. That's total garbage. And then beyond that, you had to go at Florida State, where they had won 40 out of 43, and at NC State, where they had only lost once all year. So, again, no one was going to go and win those games. They just weren't. They weren't. Now you're finally getting a little bit of balance in that schedule. And that's all that Clemson really asked for, a little bit of balance in that schedule. And the result of a little bit of balance is you're suddenly blowing people off the court. And every team needs confidence. They need some sort of stretch to feel better about themselves. And basketball is a long season. And I think too many people surrendered after the NC State game. I think that was unfortunate, but hey, look, at least in terms of how it's going right now, I think it's going really well. Hey, Ramona, do me a favor. Pull up the rest of the schedule, and I just want to look at the rest of that schedule.
Okay.
And see, go take a game-by-game look at it. You know, these were last night's game, as I've said all along, I don't believe in the concept of must-win, because must-win always becomes something else the next game. I mean, it's a must-win until you lose it, and then the next one's a must-win. You know, and so I think we too often get caught up in that. But I think last night was a bit of a must win because Clemson needed a road win. This was a team they had already beaten and felt good about themselves. It was a game that I thought was winnable. But to go in and take this game right from the tip in the way they did and dominate the whole game and never let Georgia Tech in it at all. Because Georgia Tech was never in this game. Never. I mean, they were not in this game from start to finish. Never in it, never close, never really made any run. I mean, they might have cut it to 8 or 9 at one point, but that's as close as they ever got. I mean, I think it was 9 at halftime, and then Clemson came out the start of the second half and outscored them 6 or 8 to 2, and it was over. It was over. Given the type of defense Clemson was playing, Georgia Tech wasn't going to get any offensive flow going.
You ready?
Yeah, Jay says on Twitter, that might be the worst part of it. Those seniors came back for one last run after a Sweet 16 appearance, no less, and have been repaid by fans trashing them and not showing up to games. Yeah, I think that's the truth of it. And you may not like the truth. Here's the good news. Even if you were amongst that group of people who were whining and complaining, you can still do the opposite now. You can still get behind this team now. Go ahead. What do you got?
Well, after they play Virginia Tech, they go to Miami.
And honestly, I think they're going to beat Miami. I think they're going to beat Miami. So if you beat Virginia Tech, that brings you back to the cut line, in my mind, and I think puts you on the right side of it, and then you go down and beat Miami. Well, now you're a game over 500. All right.
Okay, and then they go to Louisville.
That won't be easy, obviously. A game at Louisville is not going to be easy. The one thing I will say is Louisville has played well, and they're obviously well coached under Mac, but there's also been a little bit of up and down to them. I mean, for example, they blew out North Carolina at North Carolina and got blown out by North Carolina at home. Go ahead.
Then they have Florida State at home.
And they're going to beat them. There's no doubt in my mind they're going to beat Florida State at home.
Okay, then they have Boston College at home.
And they're beating them.
Okay.
There's no, just again, zero doubt in my mind they're beating them.
Then they go to Pitt.
And I think they're beating them. I'm sorry. Let me go back a minute. All right. Let me go back a minute. Let's start it over with Virginia Tech because I want to go game by game and just sort of add up the record that I see. Go.
Okay. Virginia Tech.
I think they're winning. And that makes them 5-5.
Okay. And then they go to Miami.
I think they're winning that 6-5.
Then they go to Louisville.
I'm going to say that's a loss, 6-6.
Okay, and then they have Florida State at home.
7-6.
Boston College at home.
8-6.
Then they go to Pitt.
9-6.
And then they have North Carolina at home.
I think they're going to have a great chance to win that game. And by the way, let me just say this. If they're 9-6 and then beat North Carolina at home, what are people going to be saying then?
Okay.
Because at that point, it'll be totally over. They'll be in the tournament, and now you're going to be talking about a team with an improving seed line. Yeah, go ahead.
Then they go to Notre Dame.
I think they can beat them, too.
And then they have Syracuse at home for the last game.
You know what? It's funny, Ron. After the NC State game, I came out and said they're going to the NCAA tournament. But not only do I think they're going to the NCAA tournament, I think they're getting in easy. I don't even think it's going to be close. I think they're going to steamroll the rest of the schedule. Absolutely steamroll it. I think they're going to kick the crap out of almost all those teams. I don't see any of those teams beating them. I mean, maybe North Carolina beats them. I don't know. We'll see. That's going to be here, and Clemson is going to be feeling really good about themselves. And maybe they'll drop one more of those games because there's still some road games. It's still hard to win on the road. But when I watch Clemson-Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh's an immature team physically. And when I watch that game, I just think Pittsburgh had any chance. Well, you know what? You can move that game to Pittsburgh. You can play it on the moon. I don't think they have any chance to beat Clemson. I think Clemson's better than Miami. And I think that these games that Clemson lost on the road to Florida State and Syracuse, I think they're better than those teams when those games are played here. I mean, not only is Clemson going to the NCAA tournament, I think they're going to be uncomfortable. So how about that? How about that? So all you naysayers, I think that's how it's going to play out. What do you think about that? You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-767. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232. Jan, I'm coming to you in a minute. 269-1232, it's Gilstrap Roofing for all your roofing needs. They help Ramona, they'll help you. If your house is raining inside, it's actually too late, but do it anyway. Call them. Get their free checkup. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. They'll be glad to help you. The most important element of your home is your roof. And the truth is, you've never even visited it. And it's probably better for your health if you don't. I mean, that's Gilstrap Roofing. Call them. They'll help you. They'll check your roof. You know, and here's the other thing. If it's time to have your roof done or redone, Gilstrap will help you integrate perfectly the shingles into your home. You'll get the perfect look for your home, for your existing home, for your landscape, etc. Because your roof isn't just vital from an elementary standpoint, meaning rain, water from an element standpoint. It's not just vital in the basic elementary ways that you think a roof is vital. It's vital in terms of, it's like capping appearance of your home. Call my friends at Gilstrap, 269-1232, 269-1232. We're live at Twin Peaks. Come see us. Jan, you'll be up next as soon as we get back.
This Saturday, the Tigers come back home to Little John Coliseum as Buzz Williams brings his Virginia Tech Hokies team down to Tigertown to take on the Tigers in this key ACC matchup. Pre-game begins at 11:30 a.m. for a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
The month of love is here. If you're not loving your look, maybe it's time to give Urban Nirvana a try. Their professional stylists can make you love looking in the mirror. And guys, if you are looking for the perfect gift for the love of your life, Urban Nirvana has the answer. Log on to urbannirvana.com where you can buy it and print a gift certificate from wherever you are. She'll love it. Salon or spa, there's something to love at Urban Nirvana. Show some love at with Urban Nirvana, McBee Station, or the shops at Green Ridge, online at urbannirvana.com.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Stay in bounds, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online and online applications. You'll spend less time in our office and more time cheering your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Well, visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for a membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
We want Pretzel Crust. We want Pretzel Crust.
Pretzel Crust fans, rejoice because it's back. Yeah. By popular demand, Little Caesar's large, soft pretzel crust pizza featuring a creamy cheddar cheese sauce, pepperoni, and a four cheese blend surrounded by a delicious salted soft pretzel crust for just $6. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 and only $6 from the home of Pretzel Crust Pizza, Little Caesar's.
Pizza, pizza at participating locations plus tax.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Pricey, but man, what a game changer.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tip to the Red Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back live from Twin Peaks. Come hang out with the show this afternoon, this evening. We'll have a big group out here tonight, as usual. So come hang out. We get to Jan on the Northland Communication Phone. Jan, how are you?
Oh, hey. Thank you, Walt, for taking my call. We drive over, we don't live right at Clemson. We're about 25 minutes away. But people will use the time of the games for an excuse. They'll use the day for an excuse. I mean, what I want to know is, where are all those people that are in those great seats down there that they bought up? They're never there. And where are they? Are they just showing up in blue for Carolina? That's what I'm afraid of. There better not be a bunch of Carolina blue that night bought up these tickets. And that's a disgrace, Walt. And then I want to make appeal to the students, okay? We've got a great student body. They support sports. Well, where are they? They're better than they used to be. But, the other day, it was so embarrassing. Not the 12 o'clock game, but the 9 o'clock game that night. You've got to walk across campus. Where are you? That's all I'd like to know. Make an appeal to where are you? Because, get off your computer and come to a game. That's all I got to say.
Jan, I think what's lost in this is that the students, the fan base, can really impact the outcome of basketball games at home. I mean,
Duke. Yeah, you made that point the other day with Duke, and I hate Duke, and I hate their student body, but hey, they're organized, they're here, and they're always going to check to stay in there for, 13, whatever. At least they show up, Walt. I mean, we have enough students that could at least, help our team out there. So, agree with you. You've always supported basketball, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Good job. Yeah, again, what you have to realize is you do impact the outcome. When it comes to home basketball, fans absolutely impact the outcome. There's no question. It's inarguable. I mean, all you got to do is understand how Vegas works and why Vegas, and for example, the almost insurmountable home court advantage that Duke has, so much so that those fans intimidate the officials. I mean, that's what happens. The fans at Duke, now I grant you, those people are right on the court, but they intimidate the officials. They are impacting the outcome of the game. Now, in their case, they're impacting it to a much more drastic degree than most home fan bases, because they're actually changing calls. When an official is not sure, he's always going with Duke in that building. That's just the way it is. And so they're actually they're actually having an impact on the calls that are made. I don't know if you're going to get that same effect at Clemson, but I know this. I know that you can impact the game. I know you can make it harder for the opposition. Basketball is such an emotional game. It's a game of ebbs and flows, ups and downs. And when you have it going, and this is where the home crowd comes in, that period tends to last longer and run stronger than the periods where you're not going so well. And this team's at a point right now where they need that. They need that. You have a chance right now to, if you're a Clemson basketball fan, to actually impact the rest of the season. You want this team to be in the tournament. You want the basketball team to have success. Then get there. Get there. Let them know that. Let them know you appreciate the fact that these guys like Reed and Mitchell and Thomas returned. Let them know you get that. David Skara came from wherever he was. You know, let them know that. Because there's still a lot of winning to be done this basketball season. And again, the more I look at it, you know, my first reaction after NC State was I said, I think they win 7 in their next 8. But when I look at that schedule, I don't think there's any guaranteed loss on that schedule. Not a single one. I think the closest thing to a likely or a more than likely loss is the game at Louisville. And maybe you want to say the home game against North Carolina, maybe. I'm not willing to surrender that. I think if Clemson's playing well and at home, they have a great chance to beat North Carolina. I don't view North Carolina as invincible. I do think that they're playing better basketball of late. I think they're getting better point guard play of late. But I don't view that as an insurmountable, no way you can win that game. I just don't see it that way. And in almost every other game, I think favors Clemson. Every other game. Ramona, give me that one more time. Ramona?
Where do you want me to start?
Virginia Tech. Give me that one more time.
After that, they go to Miami.
Okay, again, I think the game at home against Virginia Tech favors Clemson.
Okay, then they go to Louisville.
No. You're at Miami next, right?
Yeah, I just said Miami.
Right, okay, I think that favors Clemson, too. All right, now you're at Louisville, and that we'll say that favors Louisville. So that's 2-1 in terms of favoring Clemson.
Okay, and then they have Florida State at home.
3-1.
And they have Boston College at home.
4-1.
Then they go to Pitt.
5-1.
Then they have North Carolina at home.
I'll say it favors North Carolina 5-2 on paper.
Okay. And then they go to Notre Dame.
6-2.
And then their last game is Syracuse.
7-2. I mean, I think that's what you're looking at. I think you're looking at a team that just went through this streak and is now just one game below 500 in league. And I think of those next 9 games, I think 7 favor Clemson. 7. And I'm allowing for the possibility that you could certainly lose one game, maybe one of those games that I'm not necessarily expecting, but you could also win one of the two others that right now I'm going to say favor Louisville and North Carolina. So I think that's where you are. And as such, I mean, if you're a Clemson basketball fan, I think you should be, like, ecstatic right now. I think you should be jacked up, absolutely jacked up for what's to come. Because I think there's the rest of this thing all shapes up in an incredibly positive way for Clemson. The way I see it. Let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. Up to 75% off every single day. There's never a bad day to go or a bad weekend to go to Simmons. Trust me, if you're not sleeping well, if you're suffering, stop suffering. Get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet. Start enjoying a better night's sleep immediately, affordably. You know, don't get caught up in these retail mattress places that have 40 mattresses to sell. That's actually what you call pseudo choice. It means you're coming away with a mattress, but 2 weeks from now you'll realize it wasn't the right mattress for you. 13,000 mattresses at Simmons, including Serta, Beautyrest, every configuration, memory foam, anything you want. It's the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. Every element to your life is impacted by your sleep. Your civility, your productivity, every element. Start sleeping better. Start living better. Start being more productive. You'll thank me later. Get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca, and you'll see what the difference is. All right, lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, 654-7627, 654-7627. I think we'll have an edition of Roadrageous Moments from History today.
Yeah.
We normally do on Thursday. If you want to get in, you're welcome to. I will not be on tomorrow, so if you want to talk to me, this is your chance to do it. You know, we're already seeing some... There's no official movement in free agency yet, but we're already seeing some signings. The Patriots signed David Perry. You know, it's going to be interesting because... Oh, I got to tell you something. This is too funny.
What's that?
Last night, right? We're at George Coleman Ford, right?
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this a long time. I have never actually seen... I have never seen what happened last night. So we're at George Coleman Ford, right? And there's this guy sitting in the back, right? And a caller had called, I don't remember who it was, and was discussing Brady and his place in history. And, of course, you know, like, so for a couple minutes, like 2 minutes, I'm laying out, you know, what Brady has done and his greatness case, right?
Yes.
This guy in the back, right, he gets up, and I hear him, like, huffing and puffing. And he's like, I mean, he's like nowhere near me, but I can hear him from, like, where I am. And I thought I heard him say, well, I'm not listening to this. And there was a guy right next to him who was sitting with him, who was still sitting there. So we went to break, and I said, what did that guy say? And he said, he's an Aaron Rodgers fan, and he couldn't take hearing about Tom Brady. And so I basically, like, you know, I mean, this is where we are. This is where we are. I mean, we're such friggin' babies that we can't even listen to the obvious. You know, I mean, that's how we are now. Apparently it is. I don't ever remember seeing that before, ever. You know, look, people take this stuff seriously, and that's why there are arguments and fights and everything else over sports. But if you're like a fan of Aaron Rodgers and you can't accept that Tom Brady is better than your guy at this point, then you are either completely in a dreamland, in a fog, in a Homer fog that you will never recover from, or just clueless. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. You know, it's just so funny because, you know, it's happened at a time where Aaron Rodgers' former teammates are just coming out left and right, talking about what a bad guy he is. How
that's
impossible
bad
when he is,
teammates
right?
Don't really
right.
Like
how
him.
Impossible he is to play with, and you can see that. I've been look. Again, I was an Aaron Rodgers guy. I was the Aaron Rodgers guy.
Remember
I was the original.
That.
Right. I was the original Aaron Rodgers guy before anyone knew who he was. I was selling Aaron Rodgers. But I mean, come on, man. This is the real world, and the truth is, I mean, he couldn't get along with his coach. You know, I forget which assistant coach it was. Remember, one of the assistant coaches who was still there after McCarty left, one of the assistant coaches came out on Twitter and said, hey, man, trust me, the next coach who comes in here is going to have to find a way to deal with and get Aaron Rodgers under control.
Is that right?
What bigger indictment can you get than that? This dude can't get along with his own family members, evidently. And now you have all these ex-players who are coming out saying he's the problem in Green Bay. And if, quite honestly, anybody watching should have been able to figure that out long ago. You know, look, it's disappointing to me, actually, because you know, I said to you that you know, not only was I the first, like, Aaron Rodgers guy, I saw him in his first game at Cal and started talking about him then, game one at Cal. But
I had big expectations for me. Do you remember I used to argue with Packer fans, and I would say, you know, look, this guy is not only going to replace Favre, he's going to make you forget about Favre. And Packer fans, you were like into year four, and Aaron Rodgers basically hadn't played much, and Packer fans were like ready to give up on him. And I was still selling Aaron Rodgers hard. I was still selling Rodgers hard. But I don't know what point it was where I began to express concerns about him. But, you know, every season that goes by, my concerns have become enhanced because he's a guy who's, you know, he's like one of these basketball players who just plays with one eye on the scorebook. That's what Aaron Rodgers is. I mean, he's playing with one eye on the sensational. You know, he wants to be the guy who scrambles around for 10 seconds and then throws a 60-yard missile down the field. He's not concerned with winning or play-by-play winning or any of that stuff. Walt Tipula, Road Rage, quick break, live from Twin Peaks.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. Biotest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at biotestplasma.com. Again, that's biotestplasma.com.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The new year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
I'm Bridget, executive health coach at the Health Dare. My clients are raving about the results they're having at the Health